This podcast is part of the Cannabis Media Collective. To enjoy all of the podcasts within the collective, just go to your favorite streaming app or site and subscribe to the Cannabis Media Collective. For more info, check out distinctmedia.ca.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cannabis Update Podcast. We give leaders and organizations an opportunity to tell their stories and share information. Hey, do you have a business in the cannabis space? Well, I have a podcast with an ever-growing number of subscribers. You see where I'm going with this? Sponsor this podcast and reach my listeners. It's an inexpensive and effective way to brand your business. Reach out to me at michael@distinctmedia.ca and let's talk about how I can help you reach more people. All right, so now that Canada has legalized recreational cannabis and is moving into phase two, other countries around the world are no doubt taking notice. Allowing citizens to consume cannabis may not be on the top of the list of priorities for other countries, but they're more likely interested in potential tax revenues from the cannabis and hemp industry. And Mexico is a perfect example of that. I spoke with Jorge Rubio recently about what's been happening in Mexico and why Mexico may be getting closer to some form of legalization. If you invest, you'll want to hear this. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the podcast, Jorge.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. So you're down in Mexico right now, right? What part of Mexico are you in?
Yes, I am in Mexico now. I arrived 2 days later, and I will be there for almost a month.
Okay. So we interviewed you a while back. You're kind of like the official, unofficial Mexican correspondent, we'll say. can you quickly give us a recap? Tell us quickly who you are and what you're doing.
Sure. Well, I came to Canada since the last year, and the purpose is to study a business program and also to understand and know better and to establish contacts, information, knowledge, education, expertise in cannabis industry, and to learn how is the Canadian model of all the regulations. So that is my main purpose, just to be in Canada. And during a few months, I am helping and working with a Mexican state. I am not working for them anymore.
Okay.
But I am advising now the Mexican Senate Task Force for legalization and regulation of cannabis in Mexico.
Wow. Okay. So before you came up to Canada, though, you had done some work in Mexico that pertained to cannabis. What work was that?
Yes. Before I go to Canada, I work for federal government, and I was involved in the cannabis in 2015, 2016 discussions and regulation. I was working in federal government, and I was part of this group of people organizing several conferences and readings about it.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're back in Mexico now. Why are you there? What are you doing?
Well, two purposes specifically. One is during this week, the Mexican Senate organized 3 days of public conferences where people go freely, and they organize round tables organized by different topics. You have like a number, and you have a specific topic, and you go to this table with people in the cannabis industry and people that like to know more and some experts, and you make a debate of that. And when you make a debate, your conclusions, you have an app and you have a survey, and you answer several questions and the proposals you have in this application. And then you go to another table, and the people will normally participate in 25, 30 tables during 5 or 6 hours of the of the event. This is one of the purpose. Yeah.
Okay. Who's organizing these public conferences, and where are they located? Are you in Mexico City?
Yes, the organizer is the Mexican Senate, and the event was in the facilities of the Senate in Mexico City. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's organized not by all Senate. It's important to explain the cannabis discussion and regulation. It is organized by different commissions. Let me move.
Okay, no problem.
So, yeah, the discussions and the debate is organized by Senate, but specifically in specific commissions: the Commission of Justice, the Commission of Security, the Commission of Constitutional Points, and the Commission of Health. So these commissions are organizing all the events around the cannabis discussion and regulation.
Okay, so when you say cannabis, do you mean hemp? Do you mean the cannabis plant? Do you mean THC? Do you mean CBD? Do you mean medical? Do you mean recreational? What exactly are you guys talking about?
Well, there's almost 9 or 10 bills during the last years that talk about different aspects of regulation of cannabis. Some bills like to regulate CBD, some bills like to regulate and legalize recreational, some bills are focused to medical. So this is the 9 of the 7 documents that the Senate have. So they're going to, in the next weeks, they will go to organize and get the best thing of bill and to create a new bill. And they like to create a new, a general law. This is the legal term of that.
Okay.
So, yes, these bills include the 3 aspects, medicinal, recreational, and I see one of the most important is industrial. Because the newest bill in the Senate is a bill that intends to legalize and regulate hemp.
Right.
And to see as a Mexico as a as an important player of the hemp industry in the world.
Okay.
And they like to decriminalize hemp, cannabis, but they like to put hemp out of the psychoactive effects and to create a specific industry of hemp. And one of the important things is they're going to include the Minister of Agriculture that is out of the conversation of cannabis.
Okay.
Now it will be a part of that. Well, the purpose is to be a part of that. And that the Minister of Agriculture organized in each state the potential of hemp growers, and they will make like a study of how much hemp can Mexico grow and in which state will be the priority for hemp. So this is an important aspect. Other aspect is about the import of hemp products from other countries that now is not legal.
Right.
And to start with a more friendly crop that is hemp than some cannabis strains and genetics.
Okay, so just to clarify right now, growing hemp for agricultural purposes is not legal in Mexico anywhere.
No, it's not legal.
Wow, okay. It still blows my mind that hemp has been prohibited all around the world, especially like non-THC producing hemp. It's crazy, crazy. Okay, so you're on the inside, you're talking to politicians there, you're reading some of the proposed bills. Give me your predictions. What do you think is going to happen now that you're there, now that you're at these hearings, and you have your ear to the ground? What do you think is going to happen in Mexico, and how do the people feel about it?
Well, this is a good question. Well, unfortunately, people don't understand all the aspects of cannabis. It is a shame, but this is the real thing. They see and they listen and they read news and the thing, but they don't understand the difference of hemp, the difference of cannabis, what is the strain, what implies the legalization, what they should know about education in cannabis. So this is a gap in terms of education.
Okay.
In specifically policymakers, I see that during the last months, some people and some policymakers, they are understanding more about this industry.
Okay.
And the impact of to have a good and strong regulation in, they are working now more in legal in recreational and in medical. It is important to say that the regulatory agency in Mexico that is called the COFEPRIS, this agency is part of the Ministry of Health. Mm-hmm. So this agency is the only agency that can give license to import CBD products. So for now, all the imports of CBD products to Mexico are prohibited.
Yep.
So the Justice Court in the last week sent a document to the COFEPRIS to establish in the next 90 days, well, the maximum is 90 days, mm-hmm. to establish specific guidelines of medical cannabis and how to medical cannabis can be dispensed, prescribed, import, export, if CBD will be in pharmacies like an OTC,
right,
or like a supplement, or if they need a specific prescription of a nurse or a physician.
Mm-hmm.
So this is important because during all this year, the COFEPRIS don't have specific regulations in medical cannabis. So the important thing is that now they have a deadline to publish guidelines. And when we have that, it will be more clear for people that is interested in the business, and they can start some activities in that. So this is one thing. The other thing is that in the last weeks, the legislators, the Senate and deputies, Mexico have two chambers, they are doing things about the regulation. So that's why they organize the event that I'm talking about in these days. And this task force of the Commission of Justice and Health and Constitutional Points, they said, and they have a press release in the last days, that said that in late October, November, Mexico will have a general law of cannabis that includes medical, recreational, and industrial.
Wow.
So that's the thing. So I think they are moving very, very fast. This is an important movement. And now in Mexico, is all the aspects and all the conversation is growing. Media are making reports and news about it. So we need to start that the legislative period start in September and to see the agenda of the deputies and Senate. And yesterday, some people in Senate told me that it will be one of the issues to discuss and to not only to discuss, to approve in the next period. So that's what happened in the next weeks, because the period starts in September 1st. So it is very close.
Wow. Okay. So you said that, like, Mexicans, generally speaking, don't know a lot about the cannabis plant. But, you know, you've flown down to Mexico City to participate in these public conferences with the Senate. And you're probably talking to some people who have gone there to speak. Are you finding, though, that the public that's showing up at these conferences are not your standard Mexicans? These are people who might be business people, who might be a little bit more pro-cannabis, a bit more knowledgeable. What kind of people are showing up there?
50% of the people in this conference, in this event, are people from the cannabis movement.
Yeah.
Organization in pro of cannabis.
Right.
Some of this is, I think, 50% of the public. The other 50% is some companies that are interested to start, like, an entrepreneurs and to understand, I like to import CBD, I like to make a medical conference, I like to understand more about THC, I like to know all the aspects. So some entrepreneurs and few experts and some researchers of universities that like to make papers about policy of drugs, policy of crime, and how there is a belief in Mexico that if Mexico legalizes cannabis and decriminalizes cannabis, the levels of crime will be fall down. This is a belief, and this is a speech in some spaces of the political conversations.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So some organizations against crime in favor of more security and more better living in Mexico, they believe that, if we legalize cannabis, the crime will be decreased in the next years. I am not too sure about it, because I think that we need more evidence of other countries in the world if this fact is true or not.
Right.
I don't know. I am not an expert in security or crime in Canada, but we can't compare the crime and the levels of security that we have in Mexico that are in Canada. So Canada is not a point of comparison in that.
Well, how much are people talking about Canada down there? I mean, you're obviously a bit of an expert on the Canadian industry. Are people asking a lot of questions and bringing up examples of what Canada's done?
Yeah, they have questions, but the questions are very basic because people don't know the difference about a sativa or an indica. So this is the level of knowledge of the people.
Right.
And people don't understand, at least, also CBD. CBD. Oh, yes, I like CBD, but I don't like to get high, please. No, I don't. Explain me I don't like to get high, so I don't like to eat CBD. So explain me what is CBD and what is the difference of THC. So the conversation is basic.
Oh, I see.
So, yes, that is what happened in the conversation. So I don't think this belief could be real if legalization is real in the next months or weeks.
Well, we spoke last time about the possibility of there being issues in Mexico with cartels should cannabis be legalized all of a sudden. Part of it was that there's no legal infrastructure yet for growing or distribution. Cartels are probably more set up to quickly produce cannabis than any legal avenues. What's the concern right now with the potential of crime being involved with legalized cannabis?
Well, this is the question of the $1 billion, because everyone is saying the same question. So I don't know what they think about it. Some people in Mexico say that, no, they are not working anymore in cannabis because their business is now other. It's cocaine, it's other kind of drugs, so opioids and whatever. So they think, no, they are not interested anymore in cannabis, so this is not the important business now. I don't know these people. I don't know, have an interview with them, and maybe there's only thoughts about it. So that's what I think, that growing hemp could be more friendly in terms of have problems with them.
Right.
What I think this is important, that Mexico includes in the legalization several aspects of transparency about the people that get into the market. And I mean also at national and also an international level.
Yeah.
Because you know perfect, and you know the people that work in the legal cannabis companies in Canada, public companies. Some are bigger, some are more small, but most of them are public in the stock market in New York, in Toronto. So these are very important than another companies in the world. So when these companies like to go to Mexico, I don't think they will have a problem.
Yeah.
But Mexico needs to have a specific regulation in transparency of how you're going to invest to Mexico. So we need to know who are you, who are your board, your partners, all your financial information, because it's possible that some companies, we don't know from which country or from which part of the world, will be interested to go into Mexican market. And the thing is that Mexico, I don't think Mexico like to make legal illegal companies. Right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in transparency will be an important thing when this thing starts at this level of companies, when they like to get a license to grow in Mexico, to buy land, to make partnership with Mexican entrepreneurs. This will be very important, and because they need to see where the money of these companies came from.
Right. So this would be good advice for anybody who's interested in investing and starting to look at Mexico and companies within Mexico that may have potential down the road. It's all about transparency.
Yes.
Information.
Yes. And also, if an important LP of Canada like to go with a partnership with a Mexican company, of course, they will need to know who is this company and where the money came from and who are the owners of the company, of course.
Yeah, of course. Now that you're down there and you're seeing this, and I guess Mexico seems to be slowly moving towards some levels of legalization, do you have any final thoughts or information you can share with Canadians?
Yes, I'd like to share with you some information that will be very important from Canada, because in the first week of September, the Senate sent an invitation to 8 or 9 Canadian experts that will come to Mexico in this week, and they will have an important face-to-face conference with Mexican public, and they will have meetings with some stakeholders. And this is historical, because I never see that in my experience, in my years, I never see that these really important people come to Mexico, to the Mexican Senate, to address conference of the best practices, the best experiences, the good things, the bad things, what happened in Canada, and to share with the Mexican policymakers and legislators. So I will be very happy that these people come here in the next weeks.
Yeah.
And I will tell you who they are and what's about the event in September.
Okay, so I want to mention to anybody listening that I follow you on Twitter, and your Twitter handle is at JorgeRu77, so JorgeRu77. And I want to suggest to everybody to follow you, specifically because you're down in Mexico, you have your finger on the pulse of all things Mexico and cannabis, and you make regular posts about what's happening. So if you're a tourist, if you invest, if you're just interested in the Mexican-related cannabis space, Jorge is the man to follow on Twitter for sure. And I noticed yesterday you posted a picture of your Mexican breakfast, and it looks absolutely...
Sure.
Man, I got to learn how to make that for myself. When you're in Canada, can you get a breakfast like that? Or is this only in Mexico?
Oh, no.
No.
No, we don't have, no, no. What I eat is, the dish is called chilaquiles, and it's made with tortilla. But the thing is that I can find the salsa verde in Canada.
Uh-huh.
It is really, you know what, it is really easy to make it. It is really, because it's tortillas, cheese, cream. But the thing is that I can find green tomatoes in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make it, and I am looking to find good salsa verde and to make it. And the other dish besides the chilaquiles is rajas. Mm-hmm. So those are made with chile poblano, corn, onion, and cream. Nice. Very tasty.
Well, maybe that's a business opportunity for you down the road. Open up a shop in Vancouver. Maybe infuse it with CBD, something like that. Authentic Mexican
breakfast. It is
breakfast.
A great idea.
Yeah.
It is a great idea. CBD chilaquiles.
There you go. Well, Jorge, thanks for catching us up on what's happening in Mexico.
And thank you.
I would appreciate it if you'd come back on maybe in a few months and let us know maybe after September, get us up to speed on what has happened and where you guys are at.
Yes, sure. I will call you when we have the event and to know which people is coming and to give you an update about this important conversation with Canadian expert.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jorge for his amazing insights, and I'm looking forward to doing more interviews about legalization in Mexico in the near future. Hey, if you like what I do, tell your friends. This podcast is growing every week, and as my analytics improve, I get access to better guests, so it's win-win. Support the podcast, and you get better content. And don't forget, if you have a story about the cannabis space that you'd like to tell, reach out to me, michael@distinctmedia.ca. Thanks so much.
The media contributors within the Cannabis Media Collective do our very best to remain as accurate as possible, but take no responsibility for any inaccurate details or facts. If a story interests you, we're glad to have brought it to your attention, but please take the time to research the details for yourself.